You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm Faraz, here with Zach. We're going to go over our wide receiver rankings, our tight end rankings. We started a little bit late today. I apologize. I woke up, well, I had a rough night, first of all. I got two sick kids, both my daughters, not feeling well today. Both of them are home from school. Had a really rough night with one of them. She just couldn't sleep all night. She was sick, and you know, I had to kind of, you know, handle that and deal with her. I'm that type of dad where, like, when anything goes wrong, when it comes to like the kids being sick, I'm so hands-on. You know, I don't know what it is, man. I think maybe the way that my mom was, I have no clue. But when it comes to that stuff, everything goes out of the window. I'm even worse than my wife, than their mom. Like, I'm just like on it. I'm like, all right, this is what they're going to eat the rest of the day. This is what they're going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just all about it. But, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, the morning was kind of crazy, but we're here now because we have to get through these wide receiver rankings, these tight end rankings, to make sure that you guys are good to go going into tonight's game, you know, going into the weekend. But first, real quick, Zach, just about tonight's game, you know, it looks like Kenneth Walker is going to play. Yeah. And, you know, this is a tough matchup. He's coming off the injury. They're listing him as questionable despite him, you know, being listed as a full participant in practice 2 days in a row. How are you dealing with this Kenneth Walker situation? You know, I think we had him ranked around like the RB20-ish in yesterday's show. How are you dealing with this, man? Are you actively looking for a replacement if you have Kenneth Walker?
I'm not. And it might be tempting because it is a 49ers, you know, but the Seahawks offense is pretty good. And like you said, he's a full participant. I'd be worried more if he was limited or there was some other type of designation during the week. But if he was a full participant in practice, you know, I'm not worried about it at all. We know what kind of talent he is. He's not just going to, you know, completely leave you hanging, I don't think. If they have Kenneth Walker in the backfield, they should get back to running the ball a little bit more, especially with the game Geno Smith had last week. It's a primetime game, and these are two teams competing for playoff seeding. So I think the Seahawks definitely have – I think there's more on the line for the Seahawks tonight than the Niners. But I think that Seahawks can keep it close. It is still Brock Purdy at the end of the day. I mean, the Buccaneers offense isn't much of a measuring stick to see if, you know, the 49ers offense with Brock Purdy at the helm can keep pace with the team. So I think this is going to be more of a measuring stick for the 49ers in terms of that. And I think that the Seahawks will be able to put up some points, even though the 49ers defense is good. I think Kenneth Walker is going to be a big reason why they would, if they do end up putting up a lot of points. Because last week, like we saw, Geno Smith was all right. He threw the touchdowns, but he did have a couple picks. I think they're going to have a lot of help in the form of Kenneth Walker. And like I said, we know the type of talent he is. So I'm not worried about him. If you have him, start him. The matchup isn't great, but I'm treating him just like any other stud running back. You know, you don't sit your studs. It doesn't matter what the matchup is. I think he's going to be fine.
So do you think that his ranking of RB20 that we had him at is too low at this point? Now, here are the guys. Let me just talk about the guys that we had ahead of him.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm starting at like 14. So we had James Conner, Isaiah Pacheco, Raheem Mostert, assuming it looks like Jeff Wilson might end up playing, right? Yeah. And we might want to move Raheem Mostert down, I would say.
He's a little up in the air. So we'll kind of like nix him from this.
Yeah, let's see. Actually, let me take a quick look on Jeff Wilson's practice status. He did not practice on Wednesday, and that's all we know for now. So we don't know yet. So I'll leave that as is.
We might get reports rolling in because we're a little bit later today. So we might get some reports on the show.
And then we have Travis Etienne at 17, Zonovan Knight at 18, David Montgomery at 19, and then Kenneth Walker at 20, followed by Alvin Kamara, Najee Harris, Jamal Williams, Brian Robinson, Deontay Foreman. Like, you know, if you have Brian Robinson, right? If you have Deontay Foreman, if you have Damian Harris, you know, we don't know if Ramondre is going to be out or not. We would assume he is. But let's say you have Brian Robinson. Like, are you tempted to play him over Kenneth Walker?
It might be easy, like I said, because of the matchup. I think that Kenneth Walker, having him ranked at 20, is conservative. I think he can outperform that pretty easily. But we'll have to see how it goes, obviously. If you're thinking about starting Brian Robinson, I would frame it up this way. We know Brian Robinson's going to get the workload, but he's not on as good of an offense. He's not really a guarantee to score a touchdown. So I think that limits his upside a little bit. He'll get the work on the ground. I think he's good for about 80 yards a week because they're handing it to him 18, 19 times a game. And he's been all right in the efficiency department the past few weeks where he wasn't, you know, earlier in the season. But I think Kenneth Walker, you know, he could house one anytime. That's the type of talent he is. And if you want upside in the first week of playoffs, I know it's Thursday. I know it's tempting. You know, you don't want to start the week off on the wrong foot, but I would start Kenneth Walker tonight over Brian Robinson if you have him.
Perfect. I love it. And I agree with you. I think the upside is still going to be there. It could take any play for him to house one, right? Yep. He's that type of talent. So I'm not going to overthink it. I don't want to just straight up bench him because he did get those full practices in. So I think your analysis is spot on that one.
Right. So, are you going to feel better? Are you going to feel worse if you start Kenneth Walker and he does poorly? Or are you going to feel worse if you don't start him and he has a big game? Especially first thing off the bat.
The latter.
Yeah.
The latter, obviously. For sure.
So definitely just start Kenneth Walker tonight, guys.
I mean, there are safer options. Like, you know, if you're looking for safety, like he's not like the safe option, right? So like if you have, you know, Brian Robinson, maybe like Deontay Foreman, maybe a little bit safer, but like not that much safer, you know, like Rashad White in a full PPR league. Like, again, we keep talking about this 10 to 15 PPR points. If that's what you want, Rashad White's probably good for that. Same thing with Fournette. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's really what it comes down to. But I do think Kenneth Walker still has upside despite the matchup.
Right.
Now, Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, we're going to talk about them in this episode in the rankings. So we'll leave that for a little bit later. Let's see.
We know we're starting Christian McCaffrey, but what do you think of
Christian McCaffrey on the other side? I'm not considering him in a one quarterback league. I got some questions around him, and I know that, you know, he's a little bit tempting, but just we got to remember that he did run one in last week. So that's going to boost that fantasy, you know, score by a lot. So, and you know, we can't say that, oh, he's going to run one in like every week. And, you know, he didn't throw for that many yards. Like, he played well, solid game manager type of role. And that's, I don't think that's going to be fantasy conducive, especially in, you know, the Seahawks aren't that bad of a defense when it comes to the passing game. So no Deebo Samuel, you know, doesn't have as much help. He can get it done. He can throw two touchdowns, but not somebody I'm really looking to start, to be honest with you. Even in like a 14-team league, like he's not even in consideration.
Yeah, I think that's fair because this is the thing. Like you said, he did run that touchdown in, but at the same time, this is also still Brock Purdy. We know he's somewhat of a legend already because, you know, he's Mr. Irrelevant and he had a good game against Tom Brady, but they're still not going to be asking him to do more than they need him to. You know, it's not like they're going to be putting the game on his shoulders. They have Christian McCaffrey. They have these playmakers that they can get the ball in the hands of. They don't even have to go past the line of scrimmage with the ball. They could turn around and hand it to, you know, obviously Debo Samuel was filling that role. But when you have the type of playmakers they have, you know, there's no reason to put it all squarely on Brock Purdy's shoulders. So I'd be worried a little bit, not worried, but I would think a little bit that the workload isn't going to be there that you're going to see with other top end QBs. But I know he is tempting because he had a good game last week.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Now, Alex Sandoval, what's up, dude, is asking, are you starting Walker over Fournette, Rashad White, or Zonovan Knight? You know, like I said, I think Zonovan Knight, I'm playing over Walker regardless. And between Fournette and Rashad White, like, again, like if you need a 10 to 15 point PPR floor, if that's what you want and you're cool with that, I'll play either of these two guys over Walker. I just think Walker has a little bit more upside. That's how I would play it, you know? So if you're cool with that 10 to 15 point floor, which I think is pretty doable, you know, for these Tampa running backs, you know, a little bit of a tough matchup against Cincinnati, but they were able to get it done last week against the 49ers, you know, and give you that floor that you were looking for. That's kind of how I would handle it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, the only one that I would consider maybe over Walker, like you said, is Zonovan Knight. I play for the upside, especially if I'm in the playoffs. So I would start Kenneth Walker, but, with Zonovan Knight, we know what you're going to get with him. You know, he's had, exactly, I think 15 or 16 points the past few weeks and he's a sure thing. Just because of his role in the offense.
I think so. And Master Makota is asking, would you put Ayuk in over Zonovan Knight? I would not. I would play Zonovan Knight over Brandon Ayuk, even with Debo out. Not the best matchup. The Seahawks have been solid. And I have Ayuk in my top 30, but he's like down at like wide receiver 28, 29, something like that. Yeah. And we'll talk about him in a sec. Go ahead.
That's true. I was going to say about Brandon Ayuk, but we'll talk to him. Talk about him further on in the episode.
Cold DePetri is asking, pick two in a PPR, Walker, Dobbins, Judy, or Montgomery. I'm personally playing Judy and Montgomery over Walker this week because I really like Judy's matchup. It looks like Russell Wilson's going to play too.
If Russell Wilson plays, I'd definitely be okay with Judy. It's funny that we're saying that after 1 week where they were down 27-0 and, you know, it was a lot of garbage time points, but still, you know, Judy looked good and Russell Wilson looked a little bit more like Russell Wilson. And I think Montgomery's a clear pick in of these four. You know, we know the type of workload that he's going to be getting with Khalil Herbert still out. So I think that Montgomery's a safe pick and Judy would be high upside, especially like you said, if Russell Wilson plays. It's close.
I think Judy has a higher floor too. I think Judy has a higher floor as well, especially since this is a full PPR question. Those are my two picks. Let's move on. So we talked about everybody, obviously starting McCaffrey. I think we talked about everyone else that's fantasy relevant in these games. Geno, you know, you can start him. You know, I have him as a low end, low end RB, low end QB one this week. You know, Brian here is debating between him and Herbert. Definitely going Herbert, dude. You know, between Geno and him. So Herbert's okay. I have him one spot above Mike White, and like, you know, I would be tempted to play Mike White over Geno, but I think Geno can still get it done because there are some matchup advantages that you can that he could take advantage of, and we'll talk about that when we get to Metcalf and Lockett.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
You know how in football timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.